So this is the my talk on LibreOffice technology and some atomic threading improvements we had, and some work on there, and some thoughts on all of that. So just, I suppose, in general, okay, I know the computers are rubbish at floating point numbers, so I expect nothing from them. But I always trust my integer. I know that a computer is pretty good at adding one to them, and they get bigger, and okay, there's limits, but I'm pretty confident that integers are happy. So we use them for reference counting things. We know that there's going to be a problem if we're trying to reference count things with a simple integer, but we know that we have standard atomic int, and we can get a reliable number that's good across threads, and we're happy with that. Now in LibreOffice, we have like a predecessor to standard atomic, but it's the same thing, and we're using the same intrinsics on GC platforms as standard atomic uses. So let's just call it standard atomic and move on. The common things we use it for are strings, our 16-bit strings and our 8-bit strings, and we use them for a whole bunch of other things like formula tokens inside in calc and all sorts of things. It's great, it's smaller memory, quicker than copying them, and computers are really good at adding and subtracting one from things because that never goes wrong. But then it turns out that they can be rubbish at this too under certain circumstances. So two quick kind of case studies. The first one is where we have various slowdowns, especially if we're coming up to 20 threads. We've got problems in this interpret formula group. The main work is done by just classically finding issues where there's things where there's mutexes taken, getting rid of all that and the standard stuff, adding cache. So we make this huge improvement in this 20 thread case by doing this work, but we're still not quite at the target area. So when we look at a hotspot or something like that, we can see that our reference counting is starting to become an issue once you get up to these large number of threads. In this case, again, it's the same atomic increment or decrement as here in the decref and incref here, taking up significant amounts of time. So in this particular scenario, we know that all of these tokens, that this reference counting of going up and going down and one, it's all a whole pile of work, which is absolutely unnecessary, because we know what's supposed to happen is that when we start off calculating this bunch of tokens, by the time we come to the end, we're supposed to have the same reference count anyway. We're only incrementing for the sake of decrementing and vice versa. So in this particular area, we know that if we could actually turn off reference counting entirely, we should have pretty much the same results that we did beforehand. So in this particular scenario, what we do is we turn off reference counting entirely during this threaded calculation zone. We also know there's a cache going on, but we know that cache is per thread, so we don't need a thread-safe reference counting for that section. So we create these three policies of your normal thread-safe reference counting, a thread-unsafe one, and then just, you know, don't do anything at all. And with those results then, we can get that, say, 3 seconds back down to 2.5 seconds by adding in these policies. So a lot of significant amount of time is being used adding and subtracting, which really just seems rather ridiculous. Similar scenario again, we've got a problem with query formulas. Using our standard optimizations work, we bring that down from whatever your 20 seconds to 10 seconds, but you still got a lot of remaining time. And again, we go back and we look at where is that going on. And once it's just the same RTL string acquires back to the same atomic increment again, and we have a lot of these increments going on. And we can see that a lot of time has been sent in that string, but we can't really easily see why is that string a problem versus is it just because we are using a huge number of strings, or is it because that we've got a small number of strings whose reference count is being contended on by multiple threads? And we come to that at the end, and the end of that was why I wanted to do this in the first place. So we're just assuming here that we've got a problem with thread contention with the same reference count on multiple threads. In this particular case here, we can see that we are returning strings quite a lot. And if we change this around instead to returning strings, where we're returning a copy of the string, it's a reference count, and we have like whatever, 20 million of them. But instead we do like 20 million visits down to that string, and we don't do any copy of it at all, then we can take, you know, we can take our 8 seconds down to 5.5 seconds just by removing these reference counters, increments and decrements. So there's a cost here, and it's a recurring cost that I'm kind of seeing again and again. There are more sophisticated reference counting things out there that people are talking about, keeping reference counts per threads or dividing a reference count bit up into various sophisticated two-level things. So, you know, there is techniques out there. We don't make any use of those techniques. The fact that they exist is possibly worth looking into. But that's not what I'm doing. What I'm just doing here is just trying to identify where they are and then take simple techniques to work around them from now. What I really want to do is I just want to be able to use perf to find these contentions and do that directly without inferring it from the performance charts that these are probably contended ones. And it's difficult to find information, but the information is actually there if you just read it all or if you search for it in the wrong places and eventually find your way to the right places. But the right place to look for it is perf list minus V verbosely. And that then will tell you that they have these contended access things. And if you then read that further, searching for that, it gives you these rather obscure but verbose things. And if you then follow those hints and you profile and you go back to my cases and I revert the work I did and I find this and I get the positions where I have a particularly problematic thread contention, I can see that it's those particular strings that are the ones that are causing problems. And then when I've put the modification we did back on, and I can see that our RTL string thing has disappeared entirely from the profile, and I'm fairly confident that's where the issue was. And that's as good as I can do on the strings, and there's maybe a few more remaining places where there's more contention, and I have a new technique to find them. And that's it. Thanks.